Order, all rise.
Mr. Adjudicator, I apologize for the late start. We did go a little beyond 10 in our Supreme Court.
I'm sure it was beyond your control, Mr. Butcher.
I have absolutely no control over what any of the 7 or 8 lawyers on the court said.
The witness, I'm sure, is glad to be finally here. All right, let's go.
Thank you, Mr. Adjudicator. The next witness that I'll call as public hearing counsel is Katarina Massey, and she would like to be affirmed, Mr. Adjudicator.
All right, thank you.
Spencer, can you please stand? You solemnly affirm the evidence you shall give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do, yeah.
Please state your full name for the record.
Katarina Massey.
Thank you very much. With the microphone there, if you find it helpful, you can come closer to you so you can help yourself.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And I think it's up to her whether or not she wants to keep her mask on, is that correct?
Yes, you leave it on or take it off, whatever you like. How do you spell your last name?
Massey, M-A-S-I.
M-A-S-I?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ms. Massey, how old are you today?
28.
Right. And on August the 9th of 2011, how old would you have been?
18.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you to take your mind, if you can, back to that date. It's quite a while ago. Did you know a person by the name of Charles Ribey Williams?
Yes.
And how did you know him?
I met him through a friend.
All right. Did you know him well?
No. Okay.
So, on August the 9th of 2011, did you travel to some place where you saw him?
I was dropped off at the SkyTrain station. That's where I saw him.
Okay. And who dropped you off the SkyTrain station?
My father.
All right. And do you remember about what time that would have been?
Late at night.
Okay. And what was the purpose of you being dropped off at the SkyTrain station?
I was meeting with my friend.
Okay. Was your friend going to be arriving on the SkyTrain or how?
She was arriving on the SkyTrain.
Okay. So, did you know what time she was supposed to arrive?
I don't remember.
Okay. It was 10 years ago, I understand. Now, when you got there, you said that I think you said your father dropped you off?
Yeah.
Okay, so whereabouts were you waiting?
The bottom of the escalators. Okay. At the station.
The bottom of the escalators that come from where?
From the SkyTrain.
Pardon me?
From the SkyTrain station.
Okay. Now, so when you got there and you were waiting, did you see a person who you knew to be Charles Ribey Williams?
Yes.
Okay. And where was he when you saw him?
He was at the bottom of the escalator at the SkyTrain station.
Okay. Are you able to tell us approximately how far away he would have been from you?
I'm not sure how far.
Okay. When you saw him there, did you immediately recognize him?
I did, yeah.
Okay. Was he standing there alone, or what was he doing?
He was having a demanding conversation with two cops.
Okay. And could you hear that conversation?
I don't remember.
Okay. How did what was the demeanor of the two police officers?
Aggressive.
Okay. What was the demeanor of Mr. Ribey Williams?
He seemed confused.
I'm sorry, what?
Confused.
Thank you.
Okay. Did you hear him saying anything to the police?
I don't remember.
Okay. Did you hear the police saying anything to him that you can remember?
That he was resisting arrest.
Okay. Now, what about your observations of physical movements on the part of the police and on the part of Mr. Robbie Williams. Did you see anything physical from the police towards Mr. Robbie Williams?
Yes, they were quite aggressive with Charles.
Okay. What were they doing to make you say that?
Their physical action towards him.
Okay. Did you see any physical actions from Mr. Robbie Williams towards the police?
No.
Okay. So how long do you think that this, what you call, is this demanding conversation go on for?
I don't remember.
Okay. Was there something that happened where it moved from just being a conversation?
Can you repeat the question?
Well, was there something that occurred that when you were watching all of this that changed it from being just a conversation?
It got physical, yeah.
Okay. And could you tell us what you saw that made you conclude that it was getting physical?
They were trying to grab onto Charles' wrists.
Okay.
And Charles seemed confused, and I believe that one of them had grabbed his leg and he fell to the floor, and then it got pretty aggressive from there.
Okay. Now, you've told us about two police officers. Are you able to give us any sort of description of the two police officers?
One was blonde male and the other one was an Asian male.
And what about the size of the police officers? Was one bigger than the other?
Yes.
Which one was that?
The blonde one was bigger.
Okay. So which one was it that you said that I think something about somebody taking his leg or pulling his leg and taking him to the ground? Do you remember which officer that was?
I don't remember.
Okay. And then you said it got more aggressive after that. What did you see that made you come to that conclusion?
They were hitting Charles in the head with fists and batons.
Okay. And you said they? Does that mean both officers or just one?
Both.
Okay. And when that was taking place, what did you see Charles doing?
Trying to block his head and trying to get away.
Okay. Did you hear him saying anything?
No.
Did you see whether or not Charles was hitting back to the officers?
No.
Okay. When I ask you that, was he or was he not?
He was not.
Okay. Did you see Charles acting aggressively towards the officers?
He was not.
So what happened next after this? You said there was hitting with fists and batons.
Charles was trying to get away from them. Okay. And he got up for a moment and ran and I guess may have tripped. And then the two cops went after him some more. And then they ran into the dim area where the tracks are.
Yep. Okay, you said that Charles got up and ran again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that from the point of where you had first seen them by the foot of the escalator?
No. Okay. It had moved a bit.
Okay, when you say a bit, mm-hmm. was that towards you or away from you?
It was towards me.
Okay. And when he got up, did it move towards you or away from you?
Away from me.
Okay. So when you say that he got up and then ran and then went back down again, are you able to tell us what you saw that caused him to go back down?
He may have tripped.
Okay. Was there anything physical taking place between the two officers and him at that point in time?
I don't remember.
Okay. Do you remember how Mr. Robbie Williams was dressed?
I don't remember.
Okay. Did you see anything happen with any of his clothing?
They were removed off of him.
They were removed off of him?
Yeah.
What was it that was removed off of him?
His backpack.
Yes.
And his top.
Okay. And how did that happen?
From them being pulled off.
By who?
From the cops.
Okay. Now, when that was taking place, did you see whether or not Charles was displaying any threatening actions towards the police?
No.
Was he or was he not?
He was not.
Okay. Was he saying anything towards the police?
He was not.
From your observations, what was he trying to do?
He was trying to get away.
And was there still physical actions from the police towards Charles at that time?
Yes.
And what were those actions?
They were beating him with the baton.
Pardon me?
They were beating him with the batons.
Okay. Was that one or two officers?
Two.
Okay. Now, did you see whether or not Mr. Ryby Williams had any injuries on him from that?
Yes.
What did you see?
He had injuries on his head.
How did you know that?
From where I was standing, I could see.
And what did you see?
That he was injured.
What were you seeing that caused you to conclude he was injured?
I don't remember the exact description, but I remember seeing that he was injured.
Okay. Now, you've told us that after he was able to get up and then he ran away, you said it was away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And was it away from the two police officers as well?
Yes.
And so what did they do?
They ran after him.
Okay. And what were they doing when they were running after him?
They were chasing after him.
Okay. Were they close to him or far away from him?
They were close to him.
Okay. Was there any further physical activities from the police towards Mr. Ryby Williams when they were chasing him?
I don't remember.
Okay. Now, once they went, I think you said they went down towards the tracks? You have to say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Did they remain in your view or did they go away from your view?
They went away from my view.
Okay. Could you see where they ended up?
By the train tracks.
Okay. Could you still see the two police officers and Mr. Ryby Williams?
Not clearly at all, no. It was dark.
When you say not clearly,
yeah.
You could still see where they were, but
yeah.
Couldn't see what was going on?
Exactly.
Okay. Did you hear anything from anybody?
I don't remember.
Okay. Now, where were you when you saw them going down the tracks, towards the tracks?
I was still at the platform, okay. Lower platform.
Now, from when you first saw this at the platform, when you said you saw that Mr. Ryby Williams was in a demanding conversation with the two police officers, and then you described the process of what you observed until they disappeared down the tracks. Did you change position from where you were standing?
I did.
Okay. And on more than one occasion?
Yes.
Okay. And why did you change your position?
They were getting too close to me.
Okay.
And I walked away from them. And I was also getting scared.
You were getting scared?
Yeah.
Did you see any other civilian people that were present when this was going on?
Yes, there were people waiting at the bus stop nearby.
Okay. Did you make any observations of them?
They also looked scared.
Okay. Did anybody say anything?
No.
Now, did you see either one of the two officers that disappeared down towards the tracks with Charles? Did you see them return to the area of the platform where you were waiting?
Yes.
Okay. Which one did you see return?
the Asian police.
Okay. And where did he go when he returned?
He returned onto the platform.
Okay. Was he going towards you or away from you?
He was walking up towards me and then away from me.
So when he walked up towards you, did you say anything to him?
I did not say anything to him. I just made eye contact with him.
Okay. And did you convey anything in your eye contact to him?
I was disappointed.
You were which?
Disappointed.
Was there any reaction in his demeanor that you saw from that?
That he knew he did something wrong.
I have to put this on the record at that point. It is not admissible evidence from this witness that she can say anything about my client's state of mind.
She didn't. She talked about his demeanor.
Yeah, it's all right.
Do you remember sort of how long this whole event went on, or is it difficult for you to put a time on?
It's difficult to put a time.
Okay. Now, did your girlfriend show up?
She did.
Okay. And did you leave there with her?
Yeah, yes.
Did you tell her about what you saw?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this happened on August the 9th, 2011. Did you make any notes or write anything down about that?
Yes.
And what date did you do that?
August 12th.
Okay. And did you do it on your computer, or how did you do it?
I wrote it on a computer.
And did somebody ask you to do that?
I thought it was the right thing to do.
You thought it was the right thing to do?
To write it down, yes.
But did anybody ask you to do that?
No.
Okay. And later on, you were contacted by a police officer about this?
Yes.
Do you remember when that date was?
I don't remember.
Okay. Was it some months later?
It was months later.
Okay. And was that the first contact you'd had from any investigator?
Yes.
And did you provide him with a copy of the statement that you wrote on August the 12th?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know it's been a long time ago, 10 years ago, and you were 18 and now you're 29?
28.
And that much time passed, did your memory fade?
Yes.
Okay. And so did you use the statement that you wrote in August the 12th, 2011 to refresh your memory? Before coming to court here, did you read it to refresh your memory?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to ask that you take a look at some video that's going to be played. And, Mr. Adjudicator, I'm going to ask Mr. Lovelace to put in Exhibit 21, which was the USB that contained all of the video from that night, from the CCTV cameras. And RU-17 is one of, I believe, four. And that should come up on the screen. You want one of those bottles of water for you if you want there.
Thank you.
Just pause that there. Mr. Adjudicator, that video was 20 minutes and 1 second long, but nothing is shown with Ms. Massey in it until about 10:31. So I'm asking Mr. Lovelace to start it at 10:30 and just let it run till 11 o'clock or 11:00,
okay,
which is 30 seconds.
Can you see it all right?
Yes.
Now, you've seen 30 seconds of that video. Is that you that's getting out of the dark-colored SUV?
Yes.
And that's at the Rupert Street SkyTrain station?
Yes.
Okay. And then we see you walking into towards the camera, and then we see you turn and looking back, and then turning away and walking forward. Can you explain what you're observing there, please?
I'm observing Charles and the two police officers having a conversation, and it caught my attention. I walked away and looked back because I noticed how aggressive it was. Okay. And I recognized who the person was.
Okay. So why did you turn around after you first saw it and walk away?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay. If we could just continue that just for another 10 seconds, please. So what are you observing there?
That Charles is getting beat.
And you see you changed your location, and why are you doing that?
Because they were getting too close to me.
Okay. And what were you feeling?
Very scared.
Okay. Now, if we can let that video run to 11:24, please, Mr. Lovelace. Okay. Now, what are you observing there?
Charles is still getting beat.
Okay. And we see your hands come to your face there. What are you doing?
Just shocked. I was shocked.
Okay. Now, if we can let it run till 11:31, please. Now, we see that you've moved your location once again. You've gone down to, I think that's a pillar down there. And why did you go down there?
To get further away from them.
And you told us earlier in your evidence that there was a point when Mr. Robbie Williams lost his shirt, and I think you said his backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the location where you said you saw that occur?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if we can go, let it run till 11:37, please. Now, we see that you're standing by the pillar. Is the pillar blocking your view, or can you see down to where the two officers and Mr. Robbie Williams go?
It's not blocking my view.
Okay.
It is not?
It's not blocking okay. my view.
And as they were Mr. Robbie Williams got up and was going around the corner, what were the police officers doing?
I don't remember.
Okay. We see two other officers come into the scene?
Yes.
Did you ever have any conversation with any police officers there?
No.
Okay, if we can just run it ahead to about 2 seconds, please. Okay, that's good. Now, we see that the two officers have gone past the square, and we see that there's a couple of items that are on the floor or on the ground in the square. Can you tell us what those are?
They're Charles' belongings.
Okay. And if we could just continue on. So we see you walking across the street there. Can you tell us what you're doing there in that scenario?
I'm calling my friend to see where she is.
Okay. Are you able to see or hear anything that's taking place between the police and Mr. Robbie Williams at that point?
No.
And if we could go to 13 now, please. Could we pass that? All right. Is that where you have your phone out?
Yes.
Okay. If we could run up to 1350 now. Just pause that. It looked like you were using your phone there again. Is that what was taking place?
Yes.
Did you make more than one phone call?
I don't remember.
Okay. Please continue, Mr. Lovelace. Pause that, please. Back it up a little bit. Just pause that. Now, can you tell us what you were observing in that scenario that was just played to you?
I made eye contact with the police officer.
Which police officer in the scene?
The Asian one.
Which one?
The Asian one.
Okay. Oh.
Is he the one that's furthest away from us in the screen or closest to us in the screen?
Furthest.
Okay. And was that the point where you said you made the eye contact and you had these exchange of looks?
Yes.
Okay. And then if you go to 1511, please, Mr. Lovelace. There we see the cameras turned away from you. And then I'm going to ask to go up to 1724. We see you back in the scene. Is that you?
Yeah.
And what are you doing there, do you know?
Walking towards my friend, I believe.
Okay. So let's just let that run then. Is that your friend you're meeting there?
Yes.
You're hugging each other?
Yes.
And you walk off the screen there. Thank you, Mr. Lovelace. Now, we've seen you in the course of different portions of that video when there was about four different police officers around you and walking by you. Did any police officers ever come and at that time ask you to provide a statement or ask you any questions about what you saw?
No.
Okay. I think you've told us the first time that you were approached by an investigator was some months later.
Yes.
Would that have been December 30th, 2011?
Yes.
Okay. Remember who that person was?
No.
But it was at that time that you provided him the handwritten statement that you wrote out of your own accord on August the 12th, 2011?
Yes.
Okay. And you still have a copy of that statement with you, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Adjudicator, for all the questions I have.
All right.
Ms. Massey, what exactly were you seeing when you first arrived after being dropped off by your father at what I have in my notes at 10:31? What was happening? Where were the people?
The bottom of the escalators. I saw Charles and the two police officers having a heated discussion.
Did you hear any of that?
I don't remember.
Do you remember the police telling him he was under arrest? Did you hear that said?
I don't remember.
It appeared, and I'm probably going to take you through the video again, it appeared that when you first got out of the car, you were walking towards the platform that your friend was arriving from.
Yes.
And that you didn't notice or hear anything in those first 10, 15, 20 steps that you took after getting out of your parents' car.
I don't know.
I can show you the video in a moment. Who was your friend?
She was a friend through school.
Who was it?
Her name was Kakuma.
How do I spell that?
It's K-A-K-U-M-A.
What was her last name?
I don't know her last name.
How, maybe we'll just, if we can go back to the video at 13:28. And just play this. No, it's obviously before then. I've got the. Three. I'm sorry. 10:28. That's your father's car dropping you off.
Yes.
Now I'm going to watch what you do for the first 10 or 15 seconds and see if you agree with me that when you first come into the station, what you do is head towards the platform that you're expecting your friend to arrive on and you don't notice anything. Is that fair? And we're now stopped at 11 o'clock or 11 minutes in. That's the first time that we see you look back towards the bottom of the escalator where the police and Mr. Ruby Williams are.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So is it fair to say that until you look back at what's happening at around 11 o'clock, you're not seeing or hearing any interaction between the police and Mr. Ruby Williams?
I don't remember.
Where was your friend coming from?
She was coming from Burnaby on the SkyTrain.
So she was coming on the westbound platform.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned that you knew Mr. Ribby Williams through a friend. Can you please tell us about that?
So he was a friend of a friend, and I'd met Charles maybe twice.
And who was the friend that you met? Who was the friend who introduced you? Who's the common friend?
His name was... I believe his name was Keenan.
We've heard evidence that Mr. Ribby Williams was there to meet a fellow called Kai Williams. Did you know him?
I did know him.
Can you tell us about the social circle where you, Mr. Ribby Williams, Mr. Williams, know each other at least a bit? What's the connection between all of you? Is it from school? Is it from parties? Is it from an athletic endeavor? Or are you able to tell us how it is that you knew those two people who were having to meet each other that
So night? That was through my friend who had known them.
Okay. Did you know anybody who worked at Transit Police?
No.
Do you know Joni Gore?
No.
Simona Cahoon?
No.
Or Sean Nesbitt? Sean Nessman?
No.
Now, why didn't you call 911?
Because I didn't think to call the cops on the cops.
What did you tell your friend? We know that you told your friend about what you saw. What did you tell your friend?
I don't remember what I told her.
You made a decision to write everything down, but you didn't call in to report what you'd seen. Is that correct?
Yes.
Was there any discussion with your friend about what you should do about what you said you'd see?
I don't remember discussion.
Do you remember seeing that after the police put their hands on Mr. Ribby Williams, his first action or reaction is to pull away and try and escape?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Maybe if we could have the video pointing in the opposite direction. I think it's going to be RU20. It's not that video. Not that video. Yes, it is that video. If we can please go to 1029. So if we can stop that there. And that's what's happening when you arrive in the station. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember.
It's pretty clear that at that point, Mr. Ribby Williams and one of the police officers is in view and the other police officer is out of view. But we'll see him in a moment if we can play on, please. stop there, please, for 10:54. You've been at the station for about 20 seconds, and nothing has happened between Mr. Williams and the police, other than Mr. Williams appears to be talking and gesticulating. Is that fair?
Yes.
Do you remember seeing any of that part of the interaction?
No.
If we can carry on, please. If we can stop it there, please. It's around 11:07 or thereabouts. And see that both the police officers moved in and grabbed his wrists.
Yes.
Did you see that? Did you observe that at the time?
Yes.
So that's the first thing that you saw, the first thing that came to your attention with respect to the interaction between the police and Mr. Ruby Williams.
Yes.
How long did it take you to recognize him?
I don't remember how long.
And what did you know about him?
Not.
He was a UBC football player, wasn't he?
Yes.
Were you at UBC at the time?
No.
If we can carry on, please. Stop. There, please. Go back, please. Okay, play that again. 11:13. It's now stopped 11:16. Do you agree now, looking at the video, that it's apparent that Mr. Ruby Williams began to try to run away from the police soon after they grabbed his wrists?
I'm not sure.
But let's play it again. You see that he's trying to get away from the police?
He's trying to get away.
Did you see that at the time?
I don't remember.
Is this different, what you're seeing on this video, different from your memory of the event?
I don't know.
You don't, if you have your statement that you wrote the next day with you, do you have a copy?
I don't have it with me. Thank you.
Just correct me if I'm wrong about this, but I don't see any mention in this statement of you making a note of Mr. Ruby Williams trying to escape from the police. Is that fair? Am I correct?
Yes, at that point.
So, is this failure to describe seeing Mr. Ruby Williams trying to escape a failure of your initial view of the matter or a failure of your memory of the matter? In other words, were you watching the incident at the time that he began to try to escape?
I don't remember. It's hard for me to say now.
So, one way or another, you didn't see what happened at the time that Mr. Ruby Williams first tried to escape from the police. Is that correct?
I'm not sure.
Are you surprised at seeing Mr. Ribby Williams' effort to escape from the police?
I'm not surprised.
Why not?
Because I felt that they were being aggressive, and I was scared.
So the aggression that you felt you saw was when they both grabbed his wrists. Is that right?
Yes.
Had you ever seen anybody being arrested before?
I have not.
Or since?
No.
You're great. You've never seen it. This is the only time you've ever seen anybody being
that
arrested.
Close? Yes. In person? Yes. Never seen it.
It's just not the sort of thing you run into in the ordinary course of your life.
No.
You're agreeing with me?
Yes, I agree.
Did you know Mr. Ribby Williams' sister?
No.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Burnaby.
Right, if we can go back to the other video for a moment, please. The only question that I have for you from this video is this, as we play through it. When does your view of the incident come to an end? Because we see that you go over by the pillar and then we see you walk over the street. I'm going to ask you to try to tell us when you're no longer watching what is happening. Obviously, you look... 1106, 1107, you're looking backwards and forwards, and then you move away, but looking back to watch it. And then at 1128, you moved away and walked backwards. Is that fair?
Yes, and then I turned around.
And then you turned around and you're by the pillar.
Yes.
And you're saying you can still see around the pillar.
Yes.
And at 12 minutes, you started to walk across the street.
I started backing up.
And then walking in the opposite direction.
Yes.
And is that the end of your observations of the matter?
I'm not sure.
And one of the things that you heard from the interaction between Mr. Ribby Williams and the police officers, when they're off down towards the tracks, is you hear one of them tell him that he was going to taser him. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
If you can look at your statement,
yes,
about four lines down from the bottom, this is what you say.
Yeah.
From that point, sorry, I'll go back. Charles temporarily pulled away from the beating before getting pushed back to the ground. He desperately got to his feet and ran to the dim-lighted area where the train tracks are. Both cops began to run after him. From that point, I could not see anything more. That's what you wrote the next day, isn't it?
That is what I wrote.
And if we can go back, please. to, yes, if we can go to that point. Stop there, please. That's 11:33. Is that the point of time that you were referring to in your statement when you said, from that point, I could not see anything more?
No.
When was it?
When they got towards the tracks.
Okay. Now, if we carry on with your statement, you say this, all I could hear was the cop threatening to taser him. Do you see that?
Yes.
And does that refresh your memory that you heard one of the police officers tell Mr. Ruby Williams that he was going to be tasered if he didn't give up?
I don't remember today.
And was your memory accurate, and were you attempting to describe the events as best you could remember them the next day?
Yes.
And would you accept that despite your lack of memory today, that must have happened? You must have heard those words?
Yes.
Thank you. Those are my questions.
Thank you. Anything else?
The only thing I'm going to ask is that this short statement has been cross-examined upon. It's been 10 years ago. She was cross-examined on it significantly, and I think it should be made an exhibit.
The only parts of the statement that become admissible in this proceeding are those parts put to the witness. Otherwise, it becomes the other parts are a prior consistent statement. I've only referred her to the last four or five lines of it.
He had her read through it and ask her different questions about things and suggested it wasn't in there. And in my submission that this, first of all, this isn't a criminal court. Any report is admissible pursuant to the Act. But given the suggestions that he put to her, such as all I could hear was the cop threatening to taser him, and he added on to that because unless he gave up, unless he surrendered, she never said those words. That's not in the statement, so that's very misleading.
All right, I'm going to mark it.
Exhibit 36.
Yep.
So, witness free to go?
Yes, thank you very much. You're free to go.
Thank you.
Thank you for attending. That's all the evidence we've got for today, Mr. Adjudicator. I guess we're over now till November the 1st.
Okay, before we adjourn, though, I think we should probably have a teleconference at some time once counsel have sort of ascertained the timelines they need to properly complete their work. I don't think we can set it today, but
that can be arranged through the registrar.
Yes, sure. Just arrange it through the registrar. Anybody take objection to that?
Not so.
Okay. Anything else?
No, thank you.
All right. We'll adjourn then till the.
Sorry, there is one other matter. There is a sign outside the door that says. Or attaches a letter from the PCC saying that this hearing room is not considered a government facility and that there is no need for people who are double, who are not, there's no need to check for vaccinations. I can't imagine why the PCC has directed that. All government workers are now required be double vaccinated by a certain date. It doesn't matter today because nobody else has been here. But it would be my position, and I've been fairly vocal about avoiding additional unnecessary COVID risks over the last year. I have good reasons for being vocal about it. I can see no good reason for suggesting that there should be an exemption from a requirement that people who come to this hearing be double vaccinated. I know Mr. Delvigio learnt of this when I pointed it out to him about an hour ago, but perhaps he could follow up and see if we can deal with that. It may be a bit academic, but it's my view that you can't go into a restaurant without being double vaccinated, and you shouldn't be able to come into a hearing like this either.
Mr. Delvigio?
It's way, way above my pay grade, and what I
nothing is above your pay grade.
But what I will do is I will make inquiries.
Mr. Levins, I think you had some information about that, didn't you?
I do. If you just hold on, I can give this paper. Thank you.
Sure. I had a chat with Mr. Levins about that very issue.
Mr. Bemister.
Sorry?
Keith
Bemister. Oh, sorry, Bemister. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There he is, yeah. Sorry, Mr. Bemis, I keep calling you Mr. Levins.
I actually haven't read the letter because I didn't have my glasses on when I saw it.
It's a very short letter. Can I just read it out to you?
Sure. All right, Mr. Delvigio's.
It's addressed to Mr. Bemister, and it's from the office of the OPCC. And it says, I write further to our conversation regarding All West vaccination passport policy to confirm that the office of the Police Complaint Commissioner is a BC provincial government agency. We therefore request that the above public hearing be exempt from All West requirements, that all parties attending All West present a valid BC vaccine card.
I can't think of a rational reason for making that request, but maybe just Mr. Delvigio.
All right. Well, Mr. Delvigio says he'll look into it, so we'll find out. Anything else? All right, thanks. Adjourn then till November 1st at 9:30, I take it. Same place?
Yes, I believe so.
Yes.
Yep, okay.